On this week's episode of HPD HQ, we discuss tips and tricks for Halloween.
Welcome back to HPD HQ, the official podcast of the Huntersville Police Department. I'm Odette Saglambeni, the Public Information Officer.
Hey, I'm Lieutenant Brian Vaughn over personnel and training. How are you?
I'm doing great.
What's with that smile?
I don't know.
we've done so many serious subjects lately. We are going to do a Halloween episode and just goof off for about 15, 20 minutes.
Yeah, this one's not so serious.
So I think Halloween is this week, and I feel like this is probably the fifth anniversary of 2020.
It is. It's never ending. Strangest Halloween yet.
And Halloween still isn't going to get here. I mean, the thing I'm thinking of is, do we really need a special day for Halloween this year? Because we've been wearing masks and eating candy for 7 months now.
Yeah, I know.
So do we need to put on a mask to eat candy
again? Eating candy nonstop.
So
just any sweets.
Do we need a special day at this point? Or are we good with what we have?
It makes us feel better.
It does. So what have you been up to?
Getting Halloween costumes ready.
Yeah.
I say ready, I mean ordered and washed before everybody wears them.
You have a fairly large family. Are you going to do like a family?
It's just five.
Okay. Well, it's large compared to my three. So
yeah, it's a lot.
We always have done a family theme. We're doing pirates this year. We have done Minions.
Okay.
We have done Toy Story. We have done Big Hero 6.
Were you?
Yes.
What is his name? Baymax?
Baymax.
You were Baymax?
Isn't it so weird how, I mean, you poke fun at me and I have to call the number for EAP every time we talk. But, yeah, isn't it weird every year our family costume, I end up being the fat guy. Baymax.
What were you? Toy Story.
Buzz Lightyear.
He's not fat.
I guess not.
He just has a lot of accessories.
He does. For when we were Minions, I was Gru. Toy Story, I was Buzz. For Baymax and the other. Mm-hmm. So what, I mean.
So the Pirates one, who are you?
I mean, we were just Pirates.
What's his name? Oh, so you're not doing like.
Pirates of the Caribbean.
Yeah.
I mean, kind of, sort of. I mean, Pirates are Pirates. Second time doing it. That's an easy costume, though.
Yeah.
So are you guys doing a family thing?
No. I think we did Incredibles.
Ooh, that's a good idea.
We did that 2 years ago because they have the three kids.
Mm-hmm.
And then last year, because of the rain and the
Were you Edna?
No, I was. Took me a second. No, I was not Edna.
Such an angry little.
No.
Edna. Sorry.
No,
continue.
I was Elastigirl.
Oh, okay. Yeah, well, that makes sense too.
Yeah. What was I saying now? You made me forget. Last year we were going to do Toy Story, but because of that bad storm that we had, we didn't really get to go out. So we're just going to reuse those costumes, my husband and I.
Yeah.
So he is going to be Buzz Lightyear. I'm going to be, I don't remember
Jessie.
Her name. Yeah, Jessie. Okay. And my son, the little one, is going to be Woody.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And then my girls are something completely different. One's going to be Jasmine and the other one's going to be Cinderella. They just wanted to do their own thing.
I mean, it could be like Toy Story 5, Introduction of the Princesses.
The Princesses, yeah.
You could do like a whole thing.
It's a Disney theme.
Yeah, I guess that's what, that would be fun, having a big family. You can pick different things, but then you're limited too, though, I guess.
Yeah. I don't know. As long as they're happy. I don't care.
I'm ready for a little bit of normalcy. Side note, don't call the police if you see people out trick-or-treating or
don't
ask us if we are canceling Halloween. We have no say
over if Halloween is canceled or if it's still going.
That's not our job.
That is going to be up to you. We're not going to tell you to go or not to go.
Whatever you find is best for your family. Yep. Whatever you think is best for your family, you know that. You decide what you're going to do. Exactly. I mean, if you're going to leave candy out, maybe you could package it up in individual bags or something, but all those kids are going to be picking their noses and stuff half the night anyhow. Yeah. So.
We'll be fine.
Get out and maybe the weather will be nice. And
it's supposed... Well, I don't know how... It could change. Who knows?
Yeah.
The weather we've been having lately.
Yeah, just try not to get in huge groups and stay separate and you're outside. Just make the best decision for your family. And
have fun. It's been a rough year.
It is. Yes. Make a little beverage.
Yeah.
To trick or treat with.
Yeah. Don't drink and drive.
No, please don't drink
and drive. There's a lot of kids, maybe, that'll be out, so be careful. If you do decide to go out, though, we do have some tips for people that are going out trick or treating. So make sure that your kids' costumes fit properly so they don't fall down and
trip
and hurt themselves. Yeah.
If you're worried, we always talk about checking candy and stuff and make sure it's not open or whatever. If you're worried about the candy being contaminated, just leave it somewhere out for a day or something before you start digging your hands in it. And whatever's on it will be dead after a day or two anyhow. So just leave it be.
Or it'll be gone.
And please don't spray your candy with Lysol.
Oh, yeah, don't do that.
I saw somebody said that the other day. You could
really?
Like, what? What?
I mean, if you really feel like you need to, I guess.
Oh, my.
It's got a wrapper on it.
Just let it sit for a day or something. I know it's... Or go buy another bag of candy and hide it. And then when the kids go to sleep, just swap it out or something. And,
oh, yeah. Let the other candy sit for a while.
We've done the candy witch, candy something for a few years now. And our little boy totally falls for it, where he gets left a toy while he's sleeping, and then all the candy disappears.
Oh, I don't do that. I just eat all my kids' candy.
Well, we do, but we hide it and eat it.
I give them little bits. They know where I hide it. I mean, it's not a special place. I just put it up in the pantry where they can't reach it.
Yeah.
But now they're starting to climb, so I need to find a different spot to put it.
You could put it. Is it on shelf liner?
Is it on what?
Shelf liner? In the closet.
Let's talk about this liner thing.
Okay. No.
Yes.
No.
So last week, I was having an issue with my refrigerator, and Sergeant Sprague said, "You're probably one of those people that has liners in your fridge." What is wrong with having liners in your fridge?
It's just weird.
It's not weird. It protects the glass.
Okay.
So it doesn't get all dirty.
It's your refrigerator. It's fine.
Anyway, back to Halloween. If you are going out again, maybe carry a flashlight, something reflective maybe, so people can see you when you're out walking. It is starting to get darker. It's not like it's progressively gets darker. It seems like it's light, and then all of a sudden,
dark
outside.
I know, it's like 6:45 and it's done.
Yeah. So make sure you carry a flashlight or something
so
people can see you.
I go to bed at 7:30 then. It's dark outside.
Dark out.
I'm out. Stay on the sidewalks as much as you can. Try to keep your kids from darting out into the road, even if they have that reflective stuff on. I know it's tempting to just take off and try to get as much candy as you can and as quick as you can, but try to keep a handle of your kids and realize that the streets will still have cars on them that are still driving the 25 miles an hour, and it's going to be hard for them to stop for a kid jutting out in front of them. So make sure that you keep a handle on them. Get one of those leashes. One of those
the backpacks that have the leashes on them.
Yeah, get one of those and go trick-or-treating.
A retractable one.
Whiplash for Halloween.
We used to say to not use toxic makeup on your kid, or to use non-toxic instead of a mask, but I think maybe this year you may want to wear a mask.
Masks. Yep. Make sure they're probably wearing one anyhow.
Yeah. Make it Halloween themed or something, or go with their costume.
Ooh, that just gave me an idea. They probably sell them. You could have a mask that looks like a jack-o'-lantern.
Probably.
But they probably sell them.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know, $2.
There's everything.
Day late, a dollar short.
Yeah.
Draw it on there or something. That's really all we have.
It's Halloween. Have fun. Don't bother people that don't have their lights on.
Yeah.
Don't go ringing on those doorbells. Obviously, they don't want people coming to their house. So, you know, if people have lights on and they've got candy out, you know.
I think the biggest thing we just want to reiterate is we're not making any decisions about Halloween. Yeah, don't call us.
We're not the Halloween police.
We have nothing to do with that. There's some guidelines out there from different entities that tell you about how to remain safe. But
and maybe your HOA will put something out.
I know
sometimes HOAs will put out notifications about whatever's going on in the neighborhood. Maybe they have some kind of thing that they want people to follow on Halloween.
You saying that just reminded me that Nextdoor app, the several neighborhoods have a thing already up where you can click on there and put whether you're handing out candy or not.
Oh.
And then somebody can look at the app and look at their map and see which houses are handing out candy if they're on the app, I guess.
Yeah. So check Nextdoor if you have it, or get into, you know, I'm sure HOAs usually have a Facebook or some kind of page.
Yeah, we know you guys know how to use social media.
Yeah, everybody knows how to use social media now.
I'm trying to pull up the map thing and see what it says. I think it's actually set. It's called Treat Map.
Oh.
In the app, and then, of course, my phone is not going to work inside our supply closet.
Yeah, it's probably not going to connect.
Too many brooms blocking out the signal. We could probably make a Halloween costume in here out of all this stuff.
You're probably right.
Yeah. Yeah, there's a whole thing. I've got it pulled up here. There's a whole thing, a map, little icons about where people have decorations put up, if they're handing out candy. There's like a whole thing here that you could look at. It's pretty cool.
Oh. So, yeah, check out Nextdoor if you have it.
And next time around, like I said, this is going to be a super short episode, but next time around, we are going to attempt to have a special guest. I don't want to even commit to a name anymore because every time we plan it,
it always changes.
Somebody has a vacation or something. But we're going to talk about internet safety. You know, we said something before. We've done an episode before about social media safety, but then this is just internet safety in general that we are going to discuss.
Yeah. And also for Halloween, if you guys notice any kind of suspicious activity not related to people out trick-or-treating, and calling to complain about people being out because of COVID, dial 911 if you see any kind of suspicious activity.
Yeah, don't try to send private messages on social media and stuff when it's not monitored 24 hours a day, and we really can't generate calls for service from that. You know, we got some last week about somebody hearing fireworks and wanting them to be addressed or something, and we can't make calls out of private messages.
We tell you to call 911. We don't have a non-emergency number, so if it's after hours, you'll be directed to dial 911. So just call, say it's not an emergency, if it's not an emergency, and handle it that way.
What's the number to 911? Can I jot that down somewhere? We had an opportunity here. We should have been doing like dad jokes or something for Halloween.
Do you have any?
I don't. No, I don't. Nothing for the HPD HQ podcast.
Okay. Maybe next time.
Awesome. So we will see you on episode 13. Oh, maybe this one should have been 13 since it's Halloween. It could have been.
Yeah.
But it's too late. This is actually episode 12.
Yep. Have a happy Halloween.
See you later.
Thank you for listening to another episode of HPD HQ. You can follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. It's easy. Just type in Huntersville Police Department. If you have a comment or question for the HPD HQ podcast, email us, podcast@huntersville.org. That's podcast@huntersville.org. If you like this episode and think someone else would too, please share it and don't forget to hit the subscribe option. We are the Huntersville Police Department. And remember, making good choices makes for a better day.